Classical music meets community transformation. Western Sydney's Orchestra of the Future is here. From bold new partnerships to world-class mentorship for young musicians, if Western Sydney Philharmonic is reshaping what an orchestra can be. Joining us now is Peter Clark, Artistic Director of the West Phil Chamber Orchestra, to take us inside its 2026 season launch and the vision driving its cultural renaissance. Peter, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Hi, Cameron. How are you going? I'm very well, thank you.
I'm doing very well myself. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling awake. I'm feeling very excited to talk about this because music and Western Sydney is very close to my heart because, I as I mentioned to you off air, I grew up in Western Sydney and very much involved in music growing up as well. So it's great to hear a musical renaissance going on in Western Sydney. So there's a relative creative buzz in Western Sydney these days. Why do you think now's the moment for Westfield to grow and how does it fit into that bigger cultural shift?
Yeah, well, I'm very moved by the fact that approximately one in 10 Australians live in the Western Sydney LGA. I mean, that's a lot of people. And I agree. I think it's one of the most exciting and developing, fast-developing areas in the country. I actually spent a lot of time here myself as a kid out in Penrith and Emu Plains with my family. And so it's very meaningful for this very special orchestra to be doing and aspiring to the work that it's doing. And I think orchestras, for those who know about the work of orchestras, often, you know, love the energy that you can experience live. And those who might not have been to an orchestra can come and experience something, you know, maybe something totally different. And I think what we love to do at West Phil is to really blow the cobwebs out and really show almost the sort of an energy that's very different to the sort of stuffy, elite kind of a bit sort of snooty culture that can often go with classical music. And so I think that's largely a large part of what we do.
And you've recently partnered with Western Sydney University. So what does this new partnership with them mean for Westfield and how important is it to finally have a home base?
Oh, I mean, like anyone who travels a lot or that feeling at the end of a long day's work, coming home to your place that you can rest, you can relax, you can work, you can think, you can interact with your loved ones, your friends, your colleagues. Having an orchestral home for Westfield is just, it's like nothing else. It's game-changing for us. And we're so sincerely thankful and grateful to WSU. One of the most amazing campuses I've actually ever seen anywhere in the world. I mean, they're just—I like to just go for a walk around the campus and go in between rehearsals and enjoy the facilities. It's quite extraordinary what this new partnership means.
And you've teased a bold 2026 season and to expect the unexpected. So, what kind of surprises or fresh ideas can audience expect in the next season?
Yeah, I think that's a large part of what we do with our brand of classical music is to sort of try and shock audiences, surprise them. So we're not just sort of doing a typical concert with a bit of music, we clap and then we go home. But next year's season is going to be really interesting. And I won't give too much away because we're giving a special talk as part of our gala 2026 launch this coming Sunday afternoon at WSU. But we've got two of the most amazing world-class soloists, I think arguably the best pianist in Australia today, Constantin Chamray, and I also believe one of the greatest violinists in Australasia, Amalia Hall. And together they will play for our final concert of next year, the Mendelssohn Double Concerto, which is something, it's like a roller coaster of emotion and passion and energy. And we actually have the chance to see both these soloists, these like really world-class musicians, this Sunday at WSU. And we also are really partnering with the community here in Western Sydney for another concert next year called Local Heroes. And that's where we actually use music and tie it into local stories, narratives, history. And I find that when we combine both these art forms, sort of historical storytelling and live music, it unlocks the emotion held in narratives in a way that nothing else can. It's a bit like a movie. If you didn't have the music playing, it would be nothing as to what we experience. And so that's another special concert. And then we have a lot of things in between, but it's certainly going to be a jam-packed and very exciting and audacious, I might add, 2026 season for West Phil.
And so beyond the music itself, how do you see West Phil contributing to the local community in terms of education, well-being or connection?
Yeah, that's a great question, Cameron. And most of my work in Sydney, when I'm in Sydney, has been in Angel Place Concert Hall in the city, right near Martin Place, or at the Opera House. And audiences in Western Sydney who might want to see an orchestra concert have to travel all the way into the city in that sort of very special little bubble just to see a live music, live classical music. And there are wonderful community orchestras in the Western Sydney region, don't get me wrong, but I think we can be doing so much more to develop arts and culture in this really special place that we call home. And I think it's the creation of this orchestra, West Phil, Western Sydney Philharmonic, is so that in the future, when West Sydney becomes even bigger, when it's one of the major sort of destinations of the country, there'll be an orchestra full of amazing musicians to share this musical stories, and for people to come, young and old, to experience that wonderful thing that is live music. And live music is, I think, no matter how good AI gets, no matter how good the goggles that Mark Zuckerberg might make for us, there's something about, and you know this, Cameron, as a musician yourself, there's something about live music which just touches the soul in a way that nothing else can.
And West Phil has this great three-part model, soloist, chamber orchestra, and a feeder program for young musicians. So how does that help shape future talent, especially from diverse communities in Western Sydney?
Yeah, another great question, Cameron. I want to talk to you off air. It's one thing just to have an orchestra and bring in musicians to play, but we want to actually be creating young musicians to then go on to join us in the orchestra. And so we have our school-aged program, which we call the Advocates, because we want to build right from the get-go of young musicians' minds that we should be advocating for our art form. We should be sort of sharing our passion more vocally, actually, than just playing and learning an instrument. And so that's our young program. And we'll do three seasons next year with the Advocates. And if there are any people in the Western Sydney region who have young kids or grandkids who are learning a violin, viola, cello or double bass, or even an oboe or a French horn or a clarinet for that matter, or drums, tell them to go to our website at West Phil and to sign up for the Advocates next year. We're doing wonderful programs. That's westphil.org.au. And they'll be able to come and join us. And we are radically open and accepting. So pretty much if you play one of those instruments, we'd love to have you along. And then, so you mentioned the three-tier system. That's our feeder program for youngsters. Then the professional chamber orchestra, which is a wonderful group of musicians, sort of sits in that middle bracket, that really sort of core part of our offerings. And then the top tier, where we have the really world-class soloists who come and join us, that's sort of the top. And they play with West Phil, and then the West Phil players mentor the Advocates. So it's sort of like a pay it forward, it's not a pyramid scheme, but it's the best kind of pyramid scheme.
It's shaped like a pyramid, but it's not a scheme.
Yeah, exactly, Cameron. Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Wonderful. And so people can go to westphil.org to find out more. Is that where they can see your upcoming programs as well?
Yes, yeah, so that's West Phil. That's westphil.org.au. They just type in West Phil, Western Sydney Philharmonic into the Google. That'll bring it up. And that will have all our information. And about this weekend's concert at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 5th of October.
Wonderful. Peter, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was a wonderful chat, and I wish you all the best with the program.
Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate it.
That was Artistic Director Peter Clark. Reminds us, Western Sydney Philharmonic isn't just performing music. They're redefining what an orchestra can be for a growing, vibrant and diverse community. Of course, Peter Clark talking to us about Western Sydney Philharmonic. You can catch their chamber orchestra debut and 2026 season launch on October 5th. Western Sydney University. Find out more at westphil.org.au.